Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting third. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Clint Conitzer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Conitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Rickert goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Clint Connitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to second to catch Holmes off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickert. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Connitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sisti. Edwards moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields the ball and throws to Bickford covering. Safe. Baumholtz moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Konitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Konitzer. Gustine reaches second base with a double. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch is walked intentionally. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisti bunts towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to second. One out. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Elliott moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gustine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to get to third. Holmes throws the ball into Elliott, who tags Walker for the out. Gustine moves to second. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mock is walked intentionally. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gustine scores. There goes Mock trying to get to second. Konitzer throws the ball into Sisti, who relays the ball to Stanky, who tags Mock for the out. It's 3-2. Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gustine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark pinch runs for LB Fletcher. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Russell now playing left field. Marv Rickard now playing first base. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Holmes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Konitzer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from B. Braves Field in Boston.